directed toward the less sophisticated, the not as articulate preacher who comes from the rural. Now, that would be those that say anybody in Four Corners is a country preacher. His dress, the country preacher, might not conform to the flashy, flamboyant style of his contemporary in a metropolitan setting. And as a result, both the country preacher and his message can be dismissed by the urban clergy and the learned constituency as having no relevance. So it was with the prophet Amos. Amos was from Tekoa. Tekoa was a small town about 6 miles south of Bethlehem, and it was 11 miles from Jerusalem. Amos was not a man of the court like Isaiah, no formal training. Amen. He was not a priest like Jeremiah. He was a country preacher. He earned his living, amen, from the flock, kept a flock of sheep, and from picking sycamore fig trees. He was not a full-time preacher. We'd call him a part-time preacher. The dominant theme of the book of Amos is found in Amos 5 and 24. But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Amen. Judgment and righteousness. These are prerequisites that are required for acceptance by God. Let me make sure that flows smoothly. Judgment and righteousness are prerequisites that are required for acceptance by God. Amen. You might have a city slick preacher telling you that all you got to do is just come in and everything is all right. No, there are certain things that God requires. Amen. Righteousness and justice. Amen. Amen. You notice he says, judgment and righteousness. These are the things that Israel rejected and they scorned. It was a time of prosperity. And it's amazing how, as the Lord blesses you financially, as your finances go up, seems like your spirituality goes down. And you will look for someone who will tell you that everything is all right. So it was with Amaziah. Amaziah said, all is well. Don't worry about a thing. As we preached on last Sunday, it's all good. Don't worry about it. But the truth of the matter is, we need to hear what thus saith the Lord. But when you get a country preacher who comes and start telling you things that you don't want to hear, amen, they are not received easily. Now it is important that we understand that Israel, amen, did not wholly follow the Lord. Amen. Now Johnny Taylor might accept a part-time lover, but God is concerned about fidelity. God says he's looking for someone who will love him exclusively. Amen. Amen. And then the trappings of the world will not be your primary concern. Amen. Amen. It is interesting when we look at, and if you've got your Bibles in Amos 2, we find what God had to say to Israel about their relationship with him. Amen. Thus saith the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Israel and for 4, when God uses that expression, he is saying that's too much. Amen. 3 transgressions and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment. Now, what did they do? Well, number one, because they sold the righteous for silver. They took advantage of the righteous folk. And boy, do we live in an age where the merchants are taking advantage of people today. And they took advantage of the poor. They sold the poor for a pair of shoes that pant after the dust of the earth on the head of the poor and turn aside the way of the meek. I find it interesting. That was much to do about the recent tax cut. And there is jubilation in some quarters. My question to you, how much of a tax cut did you get? Moving right along. Beside that, listen in verse 7. And a man and his father will go in unto the same young woman to profane my holy name. God says, and listen to me, this country preacher is telling you there is no cute way to sin. Are you hearing me? All unrighteousness is sin. Amen. Amen. You see, they convinced themselves as long as it was a prostitute, that was no problem. Son can go in, daddy go in. Both of them wrong. Have I got a witness? Amen. 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 Amos was an outspoken voice for God's justice and righteousness. Amos declared that God was going to judge his unfaithful, disobedient, covenant-breaking people. Amen. When we think about the ruthless oppression of the poor, out-of-control immorality, and out of all that God had done for them, these folk in the United States of America, and particularly we heard in the presentation from the Black History Committee, we heard all the things that God has done for us, and yet we will turn away from the God who has blessed us. Amen. 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 Let me tell you something. God's great blessings to Israel, amen, added to her guilt. And as God blesses us, when we turn from him, amen, it ought to add to your guilt. But let me tell you something. The word says that God sets a plumb line in the midst of his people. Now, a plumb line is an instrument that is used to show that a wall is straight or plumb. Anytime that you've got a leaning wall, it won't be long before it falls. You've got folk who come to church that leaning. Amen. They leaning. Amen. They said, you know, and let me give you a hint on how you can tell they're leaning. Time becomes very important. Amen. Amen. We start looking at probably 12:30. We start looking at our watch. Because he said, wrap it up, preacher, wrap it up. Amen. The serving line going to be long. Wrap it up. Amen. Now, that speaks to I'm not that concerned about what God has to say. Amen. I'd rather feed my belly than my spirit. But when you want to be fed the word of God, knowing that his word makes us a better people, amen, time becomes inconsequential. But I know we're not going to keep you here that long, but I want you to know. Want you to know that God's word ought to have the predominance in whatever we do. It ought to have the preeminence in whatever we do. I want to hear from the Lord. What does the Lord have to say? Well, part of the problem that existed with Amaziah didn't want to hear what God had to say. Amen. He already had his message. Amen. He says, amen. I want you to go back to Judah. You see, Amos was from Judah, which is really very interesting how God operates. There were prophets in Israel, but God sent someone from Judah to go tell the folk in Israel what thus saith the Lord. Amen. The people needed to hear a country preacher. they needed someone who had the good sense to listen at what God said and then tell them, amen, what God had said. You see, in the days of our pseudo-intelligence, we will hear what God says, but then we try to put it in a language that is compatible with the lifestyle of the people. But let me tell you something. If God said it, he's going to cause it to come to pass. And I don't care how we have a way of trying to fix things up. You remember, if you took something from someone that wasn't yours, it used to be stealing. Now it's misappropriating. If we tell a lie, it's no longer a lie. It's a person with a vivid imagination. If I'm unfaithful to my wife, it's not that I'm into sexual sin, but my wife doesn't understand me. Amos said, now Jeroboam, this is Jeroboam 2. Jeroboam 1 is where the kingdom was divided under Rehoboam. And it is interesting because Jeroboam was a quick thinker. He said, now if I let these folk come back to Jerusalem to worship, they'll come back to God. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a temple in Bethel. Now, this is the temple they had set up at Bethel, and then they put in a high priest, Amaziah. Now, any time that the Lord has to send word to you, you're backslidden. Go ahead and preach, Pastor. When folk come to me and say, you know, the Lord told me to tell you, I say, I ain't studying about what the Lord told you to tell me. Because the only time the Lord will send word to you is when you backslid. Amen. Amen. As long as you have open communications with God, he'll talk to you. Amen. You notice he didn't tell Amaziah. He sent the country boy to tell these folk what God had to say. And you see, part of the problem with sophisticated folk, they don't want to know the truth. Because the truth will set you free. But I don't want to be free. I want to continue the way it is. But let me tell you, folk, again, all unrighteousness is sin. There is no cute way to sin. Amen. Either you're right or you're wrong. Amen. Amen. The Lord says to Amos, you tell them that Jeroboam is going to die by the sword. Guess what? You can tell whether a prophetic utterance is true if it comes true. I wish I had somebody. But listen at the response. Verse 12. Amaziah, who is the priest of Bethel, the high priest, you know, the ornate dressed one, he says unto Amos, the country boy, O thy seer, go flee thee away from the land of Judah. He was saying to him, Brother Spurlock, get out of town. Your message is not what we want to hear in the court. Eat bread and prophesy there. The mistake that Amaziah made is a mistake that a lot of folk make. They think that all preachers are bread and meat preachers. Now, let me explain. A bread and meat preacher is one who preaches that y'all can pay him. I'm certainly not suggesting y'all quit paying me. Whether you do or not, I'm still going to tell you the truth. Amen. Amen. But you notice he says, and by the way, you've got a lot of bread and meat folk working in other capacities. They don't love God. They just do it because you're paying them. Go and prophesy there. And then listen at the prohibition he gives them in verse 13. But prophesy not again anymore. Do not come back here and bring that mess. Y'all ever heard folk talk about it like that? Don't want to hear that mess. Amen. You start telling folk about shacking up, that's mess. Then answered Amos. And I want you to get this because this is my number one point. There was a charge. Amos answered Amaziah and tells him, I was no prophet. My daddy wasn't a prophet that I would follow in his footsteps. I was not a prophet's son, but I was a herdman. I was a gatherer of sycamore fruit. I was a country boy, and the Lord called me. Anyone who's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, if they have not been called, they do not have a message. Oh, yeah, you can open a book and fake some stuff up. In fact, you can go to Baptist bookstore and buy you some sermons. But if you have not been called, you're not the conduit in which God is going to use to speak to his people. Amen. Now, I find it interesting because Amaziah says, Amos has conspired against you. Well, the conspiracy is that he preached the truth. Amen. Amaziah's words summarize Amos' message that you need to get your act together. We live in an age now where we need to get our act together. Amen. It's easy to talk about what's happening in Washington at the White House, but the question begs to be asked, what's happening at your house? Amen. Are we following wholly after the God that we serve? Amen. God will bless you if you will be obedient to him. Amen. Number two, not only is there has to be a charge, but there has to be a confrontation. Confrontation is not a bad thing. Amen. Amos gets right in Amaziah's face. Amen. Amaziah summarily dismisses him, and Amos tells him, I'm not a bread and meat preacher. I'm here because the Lord has called me to preach. And I've got a message for you. Have I got a witness? When we understand that God has a message for his people, and when you come to church, I hope you come with expectation, ready to receive what God has to say to you. Amen. Sometimes what God says doesn't make you happy. Amen. And when he tells us that we're not living right, that doesn't make us happy, but it makes us heaven ready. And that ought to be what we are concerned about, because if you will live right here, God will be with you where you are, and then he will be with you after you leave here. One of the things, and I'm rushing to a close, but I want us to get this, every person in this room, look around you. Every person in this room, 100% of you will die if Jesus tarries. And you're going to have to go somewhere. Are you listening to me? Amen. We don't just go to heaven anyhow. We go to heaven by design. We accept the Lord Jesus and what he has done for us. And then we live for him. Amen. Amos said in his call, the Lord took me as I followed the flock. I was happy out there with the sheep because the sheep didn't talk back. I was happy with the sheep because they didn't look at their watch to see what time it was. I was happy with the sheep because they could only bleat and I couldn't understand what they were saying. Amen. But when you talk to folk, amen, you can tell whether they're listening to you or not. Amen. We don't have nail holes in the ceiling, but we count the lights over and over and over and over. But let me tell you something. You need to hear what the Lord has to say. Amen. The Lord wants you to have a good life here, and he wants you to add to this good life, eternal life with him. Amen. 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 Amaziah summarily dismissed what Amos had to say, but it didn't change anything. Amen. What God has said, God has said. Amen, amen, amen. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Amen, amen. I can't get him because mama had him. Amen. Mama might have been a hard and active worker in the church, but it is your responsibility to receive the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. Amen. You might know how to say hallelujah. You might know how to stand when the preacher gets into high. But if you have not accepted Christ as your Savior, you are still lacking something. But I got good news for you today. You don't have to remain in that state. God is a good God. Amen. Every week he sends a word to you that says, whosoever will, let them come. How do you come? Just as you are. Amen. You don't know how to get yourself right, but he has given us his Holy Spirit who will help us to do all things well. Have I got a witness? Amen. Amos prophesied to what God had told him. Every preacher that's worth his salt or her salt will stand and tell you what thus saith the Lord. Anytime we realize that if a man's ways please God, he'll make him to be at peace even with his enemy. That's why I'm not worried about who's in the White House. God's going to take care of us. Amen. I'm not worried about what's going on in Austin. Amen. God is in control. Well, somebody said, and I'm almost done. Somebody said, I would debate with it that God is in control. Look at all that's going on. Yeah, God permits things. Amen. But it does not mean God is not aware. Amen. God sees and God knows everything that's going on. God knows how to change it when he gets ready. When God said, that's enough, that's enough. It is interesting to this preacher that Israel went into captivity many years before Judah. You know why? Because there were still some good folk in Judah. There were still some praying folk in Judah. You wonder why things happen in one place and don't happen in another? Because you got some praying folk in some places. There are still some folk that know how to wave their hands and say, hallelujah. There are still some folk that know how to say, Lord, thank you. Amen. Might not have all that I would desire to have, but thank you for what you have done for me. Somebody said, what has he done for you? I'm sure glad you asked. He woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side when the enemy rose up against us. Oh, but God is such a good God. He watches over us. He has given his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. I don't know whether you know about him or not, but he's a good God. Have I got a witness here? Oh, you could ask the old folk and the old folk would tell you, we serve a good God. The old folk would say, he bread when you're hungry. He's water in dry places. He's a doctor in a sick room. Oh, he's a lawyer in a courtroom. Do you know him? Have you tried him? But most of all, he's my Savior. It was on a Friday he went to a hill called Golgotha. They nailed his hand, riveted his feet, stretched him wide, dropped him low. He died. But early Sunday morning, he got up with all power. He walks with me and he talks with me. Do you know him? Have you tried him? Well, you see, some folk know what the Lord has done for me. Have I got a witness here? Lord is everywhere you go, and he knows how to take care of you. Have I got a witness? God, and you know, when we say he's a doctor in a sick room, lying on the gurney, God was able to direct the hand of the surgeon. Everything is all right. All right. All right. Somebody said, do you still have cancer? The answer is God is a good God. He knows how to take it out and heal you up. God is a good God, worthy to be praised. Do you know how to praise Him? Let me stop. I make myself happy. Amen. Amen. It is so interesting. Please be seated. Please be seated. It is so interesting. I went to my primary care physician and I said, oh, by the way, I had bladder cancer surgery on the 15th of January. She said, She's all upset. And when are you? You taking chemotherapy? What are you doing? I said, God is my surgeon. He used the hand of a man, but God is my surgeon. God will take care of you if you can trust Him. See, some of us don't know how to trust God. Amen. We fall all apart. Lord, what am I going to do? You're going to lose your hair. You're going to do. Let me tell you something. God knows how to take care of those that are His. Yeah. If God be for you, who can be against you? I testify that God will raise you up. Amen. Satan might attack your body, and God will permit it, because He want to know, where are you? Amen. Are you going to fall all apart and start whining and carrying on? Or can you say, Lord, I know You're able. Amen. And even if You don't heal me, I know You can. I know You're able to do it. And so I trust You that You will make all things well. Amen. So folks say, well, do you have to take anything else? Yeah, take a whole dose of Jesus. Amen. All day long. Amen. The prescription can be refilled at your nearby Bible. Amen. Try it. Amen. God knows how. I want to leave you with that. Country preacher might not articulate in the way some would like, but I want to tell you the truth. And the truth is, if God be for you, there is none who can be against you. Amen. You turn yourself over to Him. Let Him rule supreme in your life. Amen. God will do the rest. We shall extend the privilege to the church. There might be one that's here today that's out of the ark of safety, not made peace with